بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نسيت أشعار فعرفت الله التي أحدث حدث معنا شاحكي محمد أخذت نور الله مقله لكي تجيد جلسايا فرق محبة
محبتك بي أيسر زمانا بي كفر جاهي خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے محبت کبھی ایسا زارا جی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے
محبت کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے.
سے ہو کر جائے تو دل پر جو سائے قرب محبت ہو کر جائے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے جو میروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے پل بجا پتر جو میروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے پل بجا پتر بجر میرے وفائی حقا سے وہ محروم
beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala And that is why Allah Ta'ala said, if you also want this connection with Allah, kunu masalisi. Just be with these pious servants of Allah. And that Allah, that connection that they have got in their heart, let it penetrate my heart. And that is why Allah Ta'ala did not say you have to sit and listen to a bayan. No, be as much as you can, try and sit in the company of the friends of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. One great wali of Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat Mawlana Wasiullah Rahmatullah Alayhi, very great sheikh of his time, he used to say that if people can't benefit from my silent majlis, they won't benefit from my talking majlis. So in other words, they have to connect to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And their connection of the crying to Allah is not like myself, that I have to cry over my sins, that every moment soaked in sin. They are crying that, oh Allah, we didn't reach the highest stage, and we are still far, we want to go closer and closer to you. So then Hazrat explains further, that in the path of the love of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, this is a very delicate path, it is a very beloved path, but Allah Ta'ala has put tests here also. So Hazrat says, agarche rahi taqwa mein hazaro gham bhi aate hain, magar jo aashiq e saadiq hai, gham ko sehta rehta hai. That although in the path of the love of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, thousands of griefs will come, that is attractions will come. It doesn't mean the pious servants of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala don't have desires, they don't have attractions. Attractions will come to them also. And shaitan, according to your different level, that is how shaitan will attract you. Now the attraction of name and fame, and a person wants to be recognized, etc. All these different types of attractions will come. These are all sorrows and difficulties in the spark of the love of Allah Ta'ala. But the friends of Allah Ta'ala, who are known as Ashik, Shaitan was not an Ashik, he was not a lover of Allah Ta'ala. That is why he used his akal. And when you try to use your brain, when it comes to the commands of Allah, then you will get totally lost. You will become a stupid idiot. Like today we see the world today want to indoctrinate mankind with their brain. A true lover of Allah Ta'ala, once he knows this is the command of Allah, then I accept and I submit totally. Like we see Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, it used to be famous with regard to him. He used to say that kana waqafan in the kitabillah. That the moment he knows this is from the kitab of Allah, he put dead break. And so this is what we have to learn. That the true friends of Allah and Allah Ta'ala, we should beg that, oh Allah, make us tari-e-sari, ashik-e-sari. That we are true seekers and we become true lovers of yours. That whatever conditions come in the world, we go through those conditions, but we don't break our connection with Allah. We realize that the way out for any condition is to keep firm on the commands of Allah according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is how the friends of Allah, they have to go through all these tests, all these difficulties. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest lover of Allah, had to go through all the greatest tests that came upon him. So we have to also realize Allah is so kind. We people like myself, Allah don't put so hard tests for us. But to pass the test, you have to be connected to the lovers of Allah. To get this power of the taqwa, of this love of Allah, then you'll pass through the test. Otherwise, very quickly a person falls into depression, a person that gets worried, etc. And gets overtaken and say life is difficult. No, the friends of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, they know that Allah Ta'ala is so kind. Allah tests you, Allah gives you the tawfiq to make sabr, and Allah still rewards you. And Allah makes you his friend. That is the kindness of Allah. Then Hazrat explains that if you don't want to go on this path of the love of Allah Ta'ala, then Shaitan will distract you. He'll make you the slave of your passion and your desire. And then what will happen? Sila ishke majazi ka ye kaisa hai are toba. Ki aashiq rote rehte hai, saram kur sota rishta hai. That a person forgets who is my maker. Allah made me, and a person gets attracted with all the artificial things of this world. And particularly, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has warned us One of the biggest fitnas in this world is the fitna of woman. That a person, if he doesn't make his spiritual treatment, he doesn't come in the company of the true lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he'll fall into what is called ishqe majani, artificial, ill-lettered love affair. And he thinks he's got love, but that is not love, that is infatuation. That is just foolery from shaitan. That you see any woman in the street, you get overtaken by her. The next thing you see somebody else, you get overtaken by her. And that is why our Dada Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Aftasar, so beautifully in this bayan, he says, Are Toba, a person like that, I can't imagine what kind of person is that. That the, he is the crying at night about his beloved, and his beloved who is his idol, she is sleeping. She don't even know you thinking about her. Whereas Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is the creator of love, the moment you think of Allah, in fact before you think of Allah, Allah gives you tawfiq to think of Him, and Allah knows that you are thinking of Him. And Allah Ta'ala gives you solace and peace and contentment. Otherwise, this illicit love affairs, we see how people are going mad in the world with this illicit love affairs. And sadly today, with the evil of the cell phone, that people that are married for years, good homes, are all breaking up and crashing up. With all the illicit love affairs and all these attractions of shaitan, Allah says, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهَا وَهَوَىٰ. Did you see that idiot who made his passion and desires his God? Then Allah Ta'ala says he will go astray despite his God knowledge. And even with knowledge of deen, today we hear all the problems in good homes, ulama's homes also, that all the attraction of the cell phone that becomes a hell phone if you don't know how to use it. That is why we have to build this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat explains that how to build this love. First of all, realize, patao ki agar aayi hai daman par zala siyahi, to apne aaso se isko usko dhota rehta hai. Now when all the dirt has come onto your heart, and worse than the dirt of the dirt is the dirt of sin. Allah Ta'ala says that sin is filth and dirt is worse than stool and urine. When the dirt you get involved in illicit love affairs, or today like Hazrat explained, sport is no more a religion, it's a god. That you say, this sportsman is my idol, etc. When you get involved in the sin, and you realize, like a person who is conscious about his purity, that the dirt comes on his clothes, he washes it off so quickly. So more important than that, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, one sin you commit, a black dot settles on your heart. If you are a human being, you won't be easy with it. Immediately you will shed tears. And in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala has given us so simple, the best way to wash our dirt and cleanse our heart, just shed some tears and beg Allah Ta'ala for His love. And if tears can't come out from your eyes, the tears of your heart, Allah Ta'ala knows your grief, that how sad you are, that how could I do this? Gunegaro ki, then Hazrat explains that now when you treading the path of the love of Allah, don't regard yourself as very pious. Gunegaro ki mat taqeer kar e zahide nada, ki unki aah wazari par falak bhi rota rehta hai. That don't look down upon, outwardly you might think this person is a sinner, see how he is dressed, etc. You are tahajjud kuzan, and you think that you just inclined from the world, but the moment you look down upon a person, as we see Karisa read so beautifully these ayahs, that the istanadu kathira min al-zan, one of the worst sins is to think bad about somebody. That you don't know that moment, that person is feeling bad in his heart. Why did I commit this sin? Why did I get involved in this haram? And he's in such grief and he's such regret that even the skies are crying, that is the malaika are envying him, that how he's making tawbah and istighfar. So never ever look down upon any person. You don't know which manak he is making tawbah, and you think him bad, all your tahajjud is gone down the drain. All your great ibadat is gone down the drain. And this will only come بفید مرشد کامل جو درد دل ہوا حاصل تو دل پر جلتا ہے قربت محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے. حضرت سید بائی دا برکت آف ہیونگ کنیکشن وتھ اے پرفیکٹ گائیڈ اے شیخ اے کامل who has got the love of Allah, you sit in his company with true intention to also gain the love of Allah, then you will see, you will get such moments in your life that jalsa e qurbi muhabbat jalsa, that short period that you sit between the two sajda, but in that period when you feel the love of Allah Ta'ala, Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Ali says, when I get one sajda like that, I am prepared to sacrifice it over owning all the countries in the world. So this is what we have come here for. Allah has brought us here. We have to beg Allah that, oh Allah, give us also that iota of that qurbe, jalsa, qurbe, muhabbat. That we feel your true love, we feel your presence. And Hazrat explains to us so beautifully. This is whose house? The house of Allah. And if we came to the house of Allah and we didn't meet Allah, we didn't feel the presence of Allah, then we haven't come here. So that is why we come here and we should beg Allah that, oh Allah, through the barakat of our Shaykh, our Mashayikh, let us get this qurbe, jalsa e muhabbat. Jo ghairon par fida karta hai apne dil, apne qalb wa jaan kar, but jurme be wafai haq se wo mahroom rehta hai. Then Hazrat explains that this heart, Allah has made your heart. Allah has given you your heart, and the heart is the king, and the house of the king, if the palace of the king is the heart, so in your heart, only Allah should be in the heart. And if you put everybody else, you got all idols in your heart, and Allah says, this is a great crime. You're committing treason, that is, you are showing the disloyalty to Allah Rabbul Izzat who gave you a heart. And because of that, you'll be deprived. You'll be deprived of peace in this world already. And if you leave the world in such a way, Allah Ta'ala save us, then the real life of the Akhirat, we must not be deprived there. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding and bless us with this true love of our Lord.